All right, it is 6 o'clock on August 4th, 2026. I am calling to order the Alpine School District Board of Education meeting. We are meeting at 575 North 100 East in American Fork, Utah. First up on our agenda, we have the Pledge of Allegiance by Dr. Elizabeth Wilson, which will be followed by an inspirational thought reflection by Eric Woodhouse.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Very cool, I really like. It's the NCAA Leadership Conference. And this quote has to do something with leadership. It says, the quality of our decisions is often determined less by our intelligence than by the questions we ask. Thank goodness I'm good at asking questions. But I'll tell you, there was a session this afternoon which was problems of practice. Our administrators had the opportunity to go into classrooms and they prepared a problem of practice beforehand, and then have the opportunity to ask their associates questions about that problem of practice and then problem solve it together. And as I went around to each room and I listened to those conversations, it truly was inspiring for me to see how good thinkers our administrators are. We've got good people that are running our schools and are in charge of leading the education in your buildings. And I'm grateful that we've got the people that we do asking the right questions, and you as a Board of Education, thank you for the questions you continually ask, because it's the questions that really drives our innovation. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so now it's time for community comments. We now have up to 30 minutes set aside for public comment. This opportunity is allocated for patrons living within the Alpine School District boundary. A sign-up sheet was available prior to this meeting, allowing up to 10 patrons the opportunity to speak. Those living outside of ASD and those who were unable to sign up before all slots were filled can submit written comments at alpineschools.org/schoolboard. Scanning the QR code in the lobby will also direct you to the form. As you are called up, please introduce yourself by stating your name. You'll be given up to 3 minutes to speak. While the board does not engage in a discussion during the public comment period, they may arrange for a staff member to communicate with you later. Personnel issues are not appropriate discussion items for an open meeting environment. If you have a personnel concern, please contact a member of administration or put your concerns in writing and address it to the Board of Education. So we have one comment tonight, Rachel Lynn. So Rachel, if you'll actually come up to the microphone, introduce yourself, and then they'll start a timer for you for up to 3 minutes.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Rachel Lynn. I am here tonight representing the Jordan River Commission. We are dedicated to promoting the health, vitality, and educational value of the Jordan River Corridor and our shared local watersheds. I'm here to share with you an exciting milestone with you and explore how we can deepen our partnership with the Alpine School Districts and future districts of Utah County. Some of you may have recently met our Executive Director, Soren, at one of the other board meetings. Over the past year, we have been hard at work developing and piloting a brand new watershed and water quality curriculum called Love Your Watershed. We didn't design this in a vacuum. We built it in direct collaboration with incredible educators from UVU and other teachers right here in your district. Thanks to their feedback during our pilot phase, we're creating a hands-on, place-based program that connects students directly to their local ecosystem. Through Love Your Watershed, students don't just read about water quality in a textbook. They learn how their own neighborhoods connect to our local waterways, how to test and analyze water health, and what roles they play as environmental stewards in their community. It aligns directly with state science standards while making learning deeply relevant to everyday lives. Now that the pilot phase is complete, we are officially rolling out the curriculum out to classrooms across the region. But to make the biggest impact for your students, we want to work hand in hand with the district leadership and educators. Our goal is simple. We want to support your teachers, not add more to their plates. To do that, we are in the process of connecting with your district science specialists to ensure our curriculum seamlessly aligns with your district curriculum science initiatives. We are hosting professional development workshops for interested teachers, providing them with all the lesson plans, training, and resources that they'll need at no cost to them. We will bring these interactive resources directly into your schools, creating meaningful real-world learning experiences for your students and connecting them to the place that they live. We're grateful to the district teachers who helped us to refine the program over the past year. Now we're eager to open it to a broader dialogue with board members and district administrators and bring Love Your Watershed to even more classrooms. I've brought these postcards that were designed by sixth grade students from Lehigh Elementary, and I will leave those with you, and I will plan to follow up with an email with more information about the program and what we can do moving forward. Thank you.
Thanks, Rachel. You can bring it to the staff.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rachel. Okay, so that is the end of our community comments. First up on our agenda, we have the approval of minutes. I'll entertain a motion.
Move we approve the minutes.
A motion by Board Member Clement. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Board Member Wilson. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of approving the minutes with a motion by Board Member Clement and a second by Board Member Wilson, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? That appears to pass unanimously. Next up, the claims superintendent.
Board Member, she received the claims and would recommend a motion to accept the claims.
Thank you. Do you have a motion to accept the claims?
I move to accept the claims. I'll second.
So I have a motion by Board Member Lincoln and a second by Board Member Bateman. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of accepting the claims with a motion by Board Member Lincoln and a second by Board Member Bateman, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? That appears to pass unanimously. Next up, our routine business superintendent.
Board members, you received the routine business in your packet. It consists of a budget summary, the Alpine Foundation board report, a report from our HR on personnel hiring and releases, and then LEA specific licenses. So I recommend you approve the routine business items.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to approve the routine business items?
I move that we approve the routine business items. I'll second.
So we have a motion by Board Member Peterson and a second by Board Member Beeson. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of approving the routine business with a motion by Board Member Peterson and a second by Board Member Beeson, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That appears to pass unanimously. Next up, we have discussion and action items. First up, we have the 2027 tentative board meeting schedule.
Can I just take a
personal
permission? Just want to thank Bree for putting together some potential dates for the board. Board members, if there is a board meeting not needed, it's easier to cancel a meeting that has been scheduled than to try to work with your calendars to add a meeting. So that's what we have before, all typical patterns, January through April, and then single meetings, January through March, and then single meetings April, May, and June.
Thank you for that clarification. Do we have a motion regarding the 2027 tentative board meeting schedule?
I move that we pass the 2027 tentative board meeting schedule.
We have a motion by Board Member Beeson. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Board Member Lincoln. Any discussion? I just want to make a point. The reason that it only shows board sessions through June is because Alpine will only be functioning through June 30th, which is why you're only seeing like a half a year calendar. Any other discussion items? Okay, seeing none, all in favor of approving the 2027 tentative board meeting schedule with a motion by Board Member Beeson and a second by Board Member Lincoln, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That appears to pass unanimously. Next up, we have policy 5250, electronic communication devices.
Board members, I would recommend we postpone action, or if your pleasure, to table action on this till next meeting.
So do we need a motion to table? I move that we table this particular policy 5250, our electronic communication device policy, for another time.
Okay, so we have a motion for tabling the policy by Board Member Beeson. Do we have a second?
A second.
Okay, a second by Board Member Clement. Okay, any discussion?
I'll just comment as I was serving on the policy committee that we've reached out to some of our future districts, and we'd like to get some feedback from them before we implement a policy that may impact their abilities to administer it. So we're going to wait for that feedback.
Thank you for that clarification. Any other discussion regarding the policy? Okay, seeing none, we those in favor of tabling policy 5250, the electronic communication devices, with a motion by Board Member Beeson and a second by Board Member Clement, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? It appears to pass unanimously. Next up, discussion action item regarding the formal study notification process for the possible closure of Alpine Online.
Board members, tonight we have this item listed. We did give Eric Woodhouse and I, Derek Barnes, the night off. I encouraged him to stay home. And I'm going to do my very best to share the reason why in a brief summary. We're unsure what the three new districts may or may not choose with an online school. And out of an abundance of caution, we felt it would be important to put this item for your consideration so we could start the clock and meet deadlines by December if Alpine Online does not continue forward. And so that's why we wanted to bring it here tonight for your discussion and potential action to start that clock.
So we are required to meet the same requirements as like a physical.
It's defined as a school level needed code, so okay. I think that's the same code applies.
Okay, so we have a motion regarding this discussion slash action item.
I move that the board begin the notification, public input, and review process required by Utah Code 53G4402 for the possible closure of Alpine Online.
So we have a motion by Board Member Bateman. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
And a second by Board Member Lincoln. Any discussion? Okay, seeing none, we have all of those in favor of beginning the notification, public input, and review process required by Utah Code 53G-4-402 for the possible closure of Alpine Online, with a motion by Board Member Bateman and a second by Board Member Lincoln, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That appears to pass unanimously. Thank you. Next up, action items.
Board members, this item tonight is a concurrence item. If you noticed in your packet, each of the three boards have acted for this item prior to bringing this to you tonight, and that's just declaring a vehicle for surplus and disposition, which we are required to do by law. So would recommend the board approve resolution 2026-012.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion regarding resolution 2026-012, one vehicle for surplus.
I move that we pass resolution 2026-012, one vehicle for surplus.
And do we have a second?
I'll second.
So, any discussion regarding the motion? Seeing none, all in favor of approving resolution 2026-012, one vehicle for surplus, with a motion by Board Member Peterson and a second by Board Member Lincoln, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That appears to pass unanimously. Next up, we have Superintendent and Board Member reports.
I just want to say we have another school year starting, which means all summer long, our supers and custodians and physical facilities have been working on our schools, working so hard, getting them ready for the new school year, and I just wanted to send a huge thank you to everybody that's been working so hard this summer.
I just heard that a remodel is almost complete at Lake Ridge Junior High. Some classrooms that used to have temporary walls now have actual walls, and they're very grateful. Thank you.
Okay,
You guys have a report? Okay. Superintendent? I'm sorry. Are you good?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Just checking. Do you want to start with your check? Okay, so I will entertain a motion for adjourning the meeting. Do we have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I move to adjourn.
Motion by Board Member Bateman. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Board Member Lincoln. All in favor of adjourning the meeting at 6:15, with a motion by Board Member Bateman and a second by Board Member Lincoln, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we are officially adjourned at 6:15. Thank you all for being here.